Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. In today's session, we're going to be talking about the topic of references. What they are, why they matter, and how to get them. References are an important part of your career journey, no matter what stage you're in. To begin, we need to start by talking about what a reference even is. A reference is someone who can speak to your character as a person and as an employee, or in the case of graduate school, as a student. References give your employer or the graduate school the opportunity to hear from another professional what you are like in the workplace and how you could be an asset to the team that you are joining. The best references depend on what you're using them for. If you're applying for a job, the best reference is someone who you worked closely with and knows you well and can articulate your strengths. Also, someone who's a superior to you, and ideally is in a similar field as the one that you're applying for. If you're looking for references when it comes to graduate school, the same rules apply of the reference being familiar with you personally and your work ethic, but you will want more academic references, such as professors, TA, lab leader, people like that. This is because in graduate school, they need to know what sort of student you will be in their program, rather your professional career skills. The best references for you are those who you have interacted with in the last 3 to 5 years and can speak to who you are now. If you have to go beyond the 3 to 5 year limit, the reference will not be as effective. You can still do it, just probably won't be as effective, so I don't necessarily recommend that. Now, why do references even matter? Why should you care? As I previously stated, references give your future employer the opportunity to speak to someone who knows you better than they do and ask questions on your work ethic and gather information about you. It is also your chance to have someone brag about your skills and qualifications that's not you. That is why I recommend having a superior or manager who you have worked closely with being one of your references. They will know you on a somewhat personal level, and they'll be able to speak to your abilities from an upper level view. It also adds legitimacy to what they say about you. If you just have a coworker or somebody else, say a friend, as a reference, that doesn't give the same level of legitimacy. I've seen people hired or not based on references that are given, so work to build those relationships so when you need them, you have them. That leads us to the third topic of today's episode. How do you ask for references? The first thing you need to do before you even think about asking your supervisors or professors or whoever it is that you're asking for a reference is to build a strong relationship. The best way to do this is to be a good employee/student. Work hard. Show your skills, and get to know the person on a professional level so when asked, they know who you are and what you do. Once you have built this solid foundation, maintain it throughout your time there until it is time for you to change positions. When applying to new places, talk to your reference person if you trust them. Let them know that you are utilizing them as a reference and that they might be contacted to give a reference for you. Prepare your references. Always let them know that they are a reference for you. In asking a person to be a reference, here's an example way to ask. Make sure you tailor it to however you need. So this is how I would do it. Hello, blank, person you're asking a reference from. I wanted to let you know that I am applying for the blank position at blank company. I would like to list you as a reference. Would it be all right if I shared your contact information with the employer so that they can contact you if needed? Please let me know, and thank you for your time. It's that easy. You do want to make sure that you give the person the option to accept or decline. Also, keep in mind that most employers will want at least 3 references, give or take, so I recommend having up to 5 options so that if 1 or 2 of your people decline, you are not left scrambling to find references. Now, I need to add in a disclaimer here. I am not advocating for you to stay in a negative environment simply to get a reference. That isn't healthy and it's not good. As well, you do not have to always use your current supervisor as a reference if you feel that they will not give you a positive recommendation. Your references should be people who know you well and who like you. You also need to be careful when using your current employer as a reference, as they might not know that you're thinking about leaving the organization, and that would kind of sour the relationship that you already have with them. The bottom line is only use references who will speak highly of you and won't damage your current relationships. References are a fantastic way to boost what is said on your resume and cover letter. It allows your future employer to see a different perspective on who you really are. Remember that the best way to cultivate good references is by cultivating honest, positive relationships in your work environment or with your professors in class. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question you would like addressed, please fill out the online form at the bottom of the Ask John page. I want to answer your questions. That's why I'm doing this. For more career information, please visit us at dorenciefe.usc.edu Career Pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.